11th, 8:40. 41 degrees out, it's warming up just a little bit, and Sherry Wolf from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce joins us, and it's been a busy weekend for you, hasn't it?
It's been very busy.
Lots of things going on.
Been doing an ice rink all weekend, so it was a great weekend, had a really good turnout, and people seemed to really have a good time. So
now, this wasn't any just normal average weekend for the ice skating rink. Some special guests came in.
Yes, we had lots of special guests. Friday night we had Terry Sisko, which are the live animated characters, and they were wandering around. We also had Santa. We had surprise visits from Santa. And on Saturday we had, in anticipation of next weekend's Star Wars premiere, we had several characters from the Star Wars cast were here, and they were on the ice and off the ice. They were taking tons of pictures with people, so that was a lot of fun. We also had Santa was there also by the train. We took pictures. People were able to take their own pictures with Santa. Mm-hmm. So there was just lots happening. Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, we had First Nazarene did a live nativity for us. So just a lot happening over the weekend. A lot of different things besides just ice skating. So
absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about that ice skating and coming up in just a little bit. But a lot of things going on through December with all sorts of things like the parade going on and whatnot. But you're getting busy and you're getting already ready for the next month.
For January, yes. December usually, typically, with the holidays and everything, it kind of slows down at the chamber because just, you know, everybody starts taking vacation and different things. So we usually don't plan a lot of events. We did have a great after hours last Thursday at Cherokee Casino. But after that, we don't have any events scheduled. Of course, we're all living at the ice skating rink, but January, we're already looking forward to January. And on January 4th, we have our next business after hours, and it will be held at Osage Casino. And they always have a great after hours. And that's just a really good time for you or anyone of your employees. It's not just the owner, but any of your employees to come. It's a free event, and it's a great way to just connect and meet some other business folks, hopefully make some connections to get new customers, meet new people, and it's just a very informal event. It usually starts around 5. People get there just kind of whenever, especially out at Osage. And we usually do door prizes around 6 or so. So like I said, it's kind of a come and go. It's not like if you get there at 5:30, you're late by any means. So it's a free event, and members just really enjoy it, very, very informal. And then on the 17th, which is a Wednesday, we took a break in December, but we'll start back up with our Women in Business Luncheons. And those have been great this year. We've had really good attendance. We've had about 120 at each one. And those are held at Hillcrest. And the next one, like I said, will be the 17th, January 17th. And Sarah Freeman will be talking. And it should be a really good topic. And just encourage you to go ahead and get registered if you want to attend. I know January seems far away, but it'll be here before we know it. So, and then we're going to end the month with Speed Networking on the 25th, and that is a more intimate, I guess, networking event. Mm-hmm. Don't like to use that word, but that's what it is. It's designed to let people meet people, make those connections, put a face to a business, and hopefully when the need arises, they're going to remember you and you know, call you, tell somebody, oh, I met so-and-so. You should call them when they need your particular service. And I always say it's kind of like, not that I've ever done this, but kind of like speed dating. You just, it's not a lot of small talk. It's I sit down, tell you, you know, in 2 minutes what my business is, who I am, and then I hear you, and then you just move down the table. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like small talk or, you know, mingling per se, this is a great event. And it's always fun because at the end of the evening, people are just laughing. A lot of times we're waiting for them to leave because people afterwards, you know, you've kind of made those connections. Sure. And they're having a good time and they're just carrying on and laughing. And so that's held, it's sponsored actually by the Community Center and the Bartlesville Symphony, which is a great combination. And it's held this year at the Community Center, and they have it in different locations so people get to see different aspects of the Community Center. So we appreciate their sponsorship of that event. So that's right now where we're at with January and planning the rest of the second part of the year. So, oh, I know. The other thing I want to mention is our Celebration of Women dinner is coming up in February. And I think it's February the 20th. But right now we're taking nominations. And we have 6 different categories. And I didn't bring my notes, and I'm a little sleep deprived, so I don't want to go through all the different categories. But I know, like, there's Female Business Owner of the Year, the Mentor Award, those who give back, Inspirational Leader Award. There's, like I said, six different categories. But if you go to our website, you can see the categories. So if you know a deserving woman, we would love to get your nomination. And the more detail you put on the nominations, the better chance the person has of winning. But that's a really nice event, a really fun event that happens in February. So we are in the throes of planning that also and looking and seeking nominations for that.
So very busy, even in December when
even
it's supposed
December,
to be slow.
Even in December, exactly. It's supposed to be slow for us, and it's not.
Always,
so.
That's
it's
good.
Great. It's good. We love good. It.
Well, let's go back to the top of this list, Business After Hours. That's coming up on the 4th. Now, you mentioned it was a free event.
Yes.
Somebody wants to go. What do they have to do to go? Is it just show up, or
just,
they have to register?
No, they don't
what?
Have to register for After Hours. They just show up, and it's, I mean, they register.
Sure.
Well, I don't want to say register, but they put their business card in when they come in, and that, of course, that's what we use for door prizes. So, no, it's very informal. Like I said, just come on out and
bring a business card
and bring a business card or two. So,
okay, so Business After Hours is free now. If somebody wants to become a member of the Chamber of Commerce, maybe they're not one yet. They should be, but maybe they're not one yet. How do they go about that?
They could give us a call at the chamber. It's 918-336-8708, and we would gladly walk through and kind of tell you some different benefits, things that the chamber does that a lot of people don't necessarily, you know, the intangible side of what you're investing in, as well as the tangible things that you could take advantage of. It kind of depends what a business is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want to talk to a live person because then you feel, oh, I feel obligated. I got it, you know. I would encourage anyone to go to our website. It's bartlesville.com, and it lists all our different benefits, different events, different things that you can take advantage of. It talks about, like I said, some of the intangible things that I'm mentioning, as well as the things that you can actually see, touch, you know, attend. Some people, you know, businesses, some business owners, it's a small business. They don't have time necessarily, the freedom to leave their business, and they don't really take advantage of a lot of the different events and things, but they know what they're investing in is more of the intangible side, the things the chamber does behind the scenes to make the community better, working on quality of life type issues. It's things like that that brings different entities together to, like I said, make the community a better place to live and work. And we're in a very unique position because we represent over 700 businesses, and so when the chamber gets involved, people do take notice, and we really try to work on issues to make the community a better place. So it's kind of a muckety-muck, but there's a lot of intangible things, like I said, that the chamber does that a lot of our members, that's what they're investing in, is that one entity to move forward. You know, you as a small business owner can't make certain things happen, but let us know things and let us know issues, and then hopefully we can work on your behalf to get some things done. So anyhow, look at our website. It's bartlesville.com, and it gives you a lot of information on the site, and there's some great videos on there about the community, a lot of different information. So go there, and then like I said, give us a holler. You can actually register on our become a member online if you want to do it that way even. So we would love to opportunity to talk to you.
More than 700 businesses, you mentioned. Are all those 700 businesses in just Bartlesville, or are they kind of the surrounding areas as well, Dewey?
Dewey is they're a great partner. We've got a lot of members up in Dewey. We have a few out in the surrounding areas. We have a few in Tulsa even.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority are Bartlesville, Dewey.
Okay.
So
I just wanted to be clear on that. So if someone's trying to do something in Dewey, they're saying, well, I'm in Dewey, not in Bartlesville.
Yeah, no, we love our Dewey. In fact, we have every November, our After Hours, Business After Hours is up at Dewey, and it's a merchant crawl. That's one of our favorite ones just because they're out and they're strolling, and it's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, our Dewey partners we love working with them.
So if you can hear this broadcast,
yes,
pretty
we
good
would
chances
love to have you.
Pretty good chances that you can come in. So Business After Hours, that's on the 4th. On the 17th is Women in Business. Now, what makes Women in Business different than, say, any other Chamber of Commerce event?
Well, obviously, it's geared towards women.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun time for the women to get together, network. It's a nice lunch. It's held at the Country Club. And there's always a speaker on, sometimes it's more of a personal topic. Sometimes it's more business related. It's just a great way for women to get together and cover a topic that's relevant to what's going on in your life. And it's a great way to meet some other women. We try to put we have assigned seating, so we try to put women together so you can always walk away and go, I met somebody new at this today. And it's once again making those relationships, making those connections, and it's just a fun event. So
okay, we're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to come back. We still have ice skating to talk about. I know we briefly touched on it, but it's a big deal, and we want to talk about that. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're back for Community Connection on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce is in. And we mentioned at the top of our broadcast and probably what the big news is that's going on in downtown is we have an ice skating rink.
We do.
We have it for the holiday season, and the weather has been both delightful and frightful over the last few weeks. Hopefully business has been booming for y'all.
It has. This weekend was wonderful. We had a really good turnout. And speaking of weather, like you said, it was frightful to delightful. Frightful for us was Monday when it was almost 80, mm-hmm. and it just, the chiller could not keep up, and so that was a little sad. We had to reschedule a private party that we had that night. It was just too melted, mm-hmm. and then 2 days later, I get a call because we flood the rink every night, scrape it and flood it. The water was frozen in the hose, so we went from too hot to it was too freezing cold. You know, kicking water out, though, so it's been fun. We've got it figured out now. We got a system going, but we had a great crowd this weekend, and the reason, you know, I just want to reemphasize the reason the chamber took on a project this size, because it is quite an undertaking. I don't think any of us quite realized mm-hmm. how big of undertaking it would be, but we wanted to bring something new to the community, that because we've got a beautiful downtown. We wanted to highlight our downtown, but more importantly, bring people to town. And it's been fun. People are supposed to, when they sign in, they have to sign a waiver form to skate, and at the bottom it asks for the zip code. So it's been fun to look through those and see people coming from, you know, surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. We want them to come here because once they're here, they're gonna usually eat, hopefully they're going to shop, because we are, when they're done skating, we have coupon books that we're passing out, and if you did not get one and have skated, please stop by, and really anybody that would like to have access to our coupon books, there's about 36, I think it was, different merchants in there with some great coupons, some great offers, so it'd help you out with your Christmas shopping. But we wanted to drive people to our businesses, keep our people here, and then bring something new, because one thing we heard a lot sometimes is, you know, there's nothing to do. We need something, you know, fun to do. And so this was just an answer to that. It's just through the holidays, but mm-hmm. it's been really fun to have something, you know, unique in your own community to go do. You don't have to drive somewhere else to go skate now. Our atmosphere, our rink, the guy that put in our rink loves our atmosphere. I think we're his favorite rink. He's put in like 6 or 7 other rinks. But, you know, you've got the train lit up. You've got the depot lit up. The park is all lit. It's just, it's a very magical. You've got the background of the downtown. In fact, there's a beautiful shot. If you go to Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville, like us on Facebook at Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville, there are some wonderful photos on there. But there's one that Captain Jay Hastings took that is absolutely gorgeous with the rink and downtown in the background at night. So we have a beautiful, beautiful background and a great atmosphere. So we've got, you know, free parking right behind the depot. I don't think a lot of people are realizing that, but there's a huge lot right behind the depot building, right as you cross the railroad tracks. And so we've got plenty of free parking and just lots of things happening. So this weekend we've got lots happening. Friday night we have a live nativity, and it'll have all the animals and other things. So it won't just be people, there'll be animals and things too. So that'll be fun. Bring your family by. Kind of remember the real reason for the season. We also are going to have some the giant live characters, the Christmas characters again. And then Saturday from 1 to 3, we're going to have Santa again available for photos. Take your own photos. It's a free deal. It's kind of more of a photo op with the train in the background and Santa right there. So that's from 1 to 3. We're also going to have Frozen characters that will be skating and available for pictures. And I don't know the exact time. We will post that on our Facebook page again, Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville. And I know it's going to be Saturday. I'm just not the exact sure of the time that they're going to be here yet. It'll be Saturday afternoon, and there'll be lots of photo ops with the Frozen characters, and we have Olaf and Anna and Elsa and the deer, and so that'll be fun. And then Sunday we have another live nativity, and other few miscellaneous things. There'll be some other surprise sightings, Christmas sightings and things. So lots happening over the weekend, not just ice skating, but come down and just enjoy the atmosphere, have some hot cocoa, and have a good time. Make some Christmas memories with your family.
Absolutely. Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Wilt, in this morning. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you coming in and keeping us busy, but also doing so much for the community. We appreciate you.
Thank you.